Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Curious, to you, what defines the 2014 Ravens? And offensively, I'm curious what you see from them in terms of the groupings that they tend to favor.
Well, you know, as usual, the Ravens are a solid football team in all three phases of the game. They're well coached. They're physical. They do a good job on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They have explosive skill players on offense in the return game and on defense. So, I think Coach Harbaugh has always put those type of teams out there with Ozzy and their respective staffs. And I think that's what we have again. That's what they are. They're tough. They're physically and mentally tough. They can play in tough situations, and they're talented. Keep coming at you. What did you say? This question, offensively,
yeah.
What group?
Well, it's a different offense under Kubiak, obviously, from what we've seen from them in the past. So I was curious what you see from them in terms of what they favor groupings-wise. Thinking back to his Texans offenses, if I recall, it was a lot of two tight ends. I don't know if it's the same type of thing or if it's a little bit of a different look based on the different personnel in Baltimore.
Yeah. Well, there certainly are, a good amount of two tight ends. But I think what they did in Houston and what they did in Denver when Gary was in Denver with Mike and even now in Baltimore is, you see different personnel groupings. They try to get the matchups that they want or based on the looks that you give them against certain groupings, whether it's fullback in the game or tight ends or one tight end and three receivers or some type of three open formation, however they get to it. But, if they get the looks that they want, but they feel like they can attack, then they try to put you in those and those formations that you're going to use and attack them. So they're multiple, and you have to be ready for however they're going to personnel and formation you and what you do, which might be different than what they've done to somebody else. But, at the core, they still are a very good running team, a very good play-action team. They hit a lot of big plays. And they're, very good vertical passing team. Make a lot of big plays down the field, but they make a lot of big plays in the running game too. So it's not just long passes, and a lot of their passes that are big plays come off of play action, which of course is draws the defense's attention to the running game, and then that opens up other areas. So they're a well balanced offense that attacks the edge of the defense, that attacks vertically on the defense, and it attacks all the intermediate areas as well. So they do a good job.
Good morning, Bill. Mike Reese kind of stole my thunder with my question, but I was going to ask, with Gary Kubiak now at offensive coordinator, how different are the concepts of that offense compared to what the Ravens used to run? And you see them using a lot of the boot action stuff with Flacco that he used with Shaw kind of Houston.
Yeah, there's a lot of boots. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of boots. So I think you see an offense very similar to what you saw in Houston. I'd say Flacco being, one of the best deep ball passers in the league with good deep receivers. Especially Smith, but Jones, and they got a bunch of them. Steve Smith, they can get the ball down there to several different guys. I think that's an element of it that I have to say is they did it in Houston too. Obviously they had Andre Johnson and receivers they could get the ball downfield too, but they do a good job of stretching the defense, and they still, have their running game and a lot of boots and, other play actions as well. It's not all boots, but there's a certain good amount of those.
Hey, Bill. I was wondering if, I know we've talked about this over the course of the season, but if you could just kind of review the contribution special teams has had this season for you guys. And kind of a second part to it, can you just give us a synopsis on Baltimore special teams?
Well, you know, I think our special teams units have certainly given us some positive plays this year in different areas, the return game, the coverage game, and you know, we've put some pressure on the specialists. So, but you know, it's very individualized. It changes week to week based on what the strengths and kind of what the scheme is of your opponent. So I think there's a fairly good there. The Ravens, you know, are very good in the kicking game, as they always are. Both their kickers are big legs. They can really change field position or maintain field position, particularly as it relates to the kickoffs, or change field position, you know, in the running game. Very explosive in the return game with Jones. You know, they're a good coverage team. They have a lot of fast guys with good size, linebackers, DBs, safeties, and these are receivers as well. A couple offensive players, fullback and tight end. So they're well coached. They give you enough scheme problems that you know you have to defend those, and they have good personnel. They're a tough team to match up against in the kicking game. The level of skill that they have and the amount of physicality that they bring with their core guys. So, a big challenge for us. But, you know, that's what our guys do. You know, they meet those challenges every week. That's what they know.
Thanks. Hi, Bill. I just wanted to ask you about Dan Connolly. I know he missed the last couple of games of the regular season, but I kind of just wanted to get your assessment of how Dan played this year, but also how he handled that leadership role that he had on the offensive line with him being a captain for the first time this season.
You know, I think Dan's given us great leadership for several years as he's been a regular player for us, and he's played different positions over the last 5-6 years. You know, the captain thing maybe took on a little bit of a different twist, but he's always given us good leadership. He's got great work ethic, toughness, and you know, he's really a guy that competes every day on the practice field and in games. And he's you know, played all three of the inside positions, so. You know, he's given us that, and I'd say it's you know been to a higher degree this year, but that's always it's always been there. So you know his versatility, his experience, you know, are great assets for us.
Morning, Coach. How are you? Good, Coach. Just real briefly, what Mike and Ben were talking about Kubiak's offense. I didn't know whether real briefly, and then I wanted to ask you about their defense. But are they featuring force? They were using a lot of traps against Pittsburgh with Forsett and used Daniels more frequently as well. I didn't know if they were if that was in contrast to the way Baltimore with their vertical game is different. And then real briefly, I didn't know defensively. With all the injuries they had in the defensive backfield, and I know Bell was out, obviously it was a huge loss for Pittsburgh, but were they dropping their linebackers into coverage more to compensate for all the injuries they've had in their defensive backfield? Is that more of a overall trend, or was that something they were doing against Pittsburgh specifically?
I'd say defensively, they really haven't. I wouldn't say they've really changed too much over the course of the year. They pretty much do the things that they like to do. Now, they have a variety of schemes and their outside linebackers or defensive ends, whatever you want to call them. They play both, depending on. But the guys that are on the end of the line, you know, Upshaw, Doomerville, Suggs, and McPhee, those guys move around a lot. Sometimes they're inside. Usually they're outside. They create flexibility for them in the defense by their pass rush ability and their coverage ability. You know, Mosley and Smith do most of the covering, but not all of it. And so they mix those guys around. But I wouldn't say that they, you know, drop more guys into coverage against Pittsburgh than they normally do. And so they give you a mixture. Sometimes they drop, sometimes they come, sometimes one guy comes, the other guy drops. So, you know, they've used different combinations of people in the secondary, but, you know, and they've, as you said, you know, they've had a couple guys banged up, but, you know, Webb's been steady for them, and, you know, Elam has played a lot of the nickel position for him. You know, Will Hill's come in there and, you know, given the snaps at safety, and, you know, Stewart at the other safety, and then, you know, that Melvin's, you know, played well for him the last 3-4 weeks, started with Jacksonville, but the last couple of regular season games, and against Pittsburgh, opposite of Webb, when they leave Webb on the outside. Sometimes Webb plays in the slot, like he did against us a couple of years ago. He has the flexibility to do both. He's a very experienced guy that's, you know, obviously an excellent coverage player with good ball skills. So, but I would say overall defensively, they kind of, you know, have their scheme. They fine-tune it depending on who they're playing, but it's kind of not that often that you look at a game and say, well, we've never seen them do that before. Sometimes on third down, they give it a little different, give a team a little different look. And in the third down pressure or package or, you know, personnel unit. But overall, they do a good job. Team does a good job of mixing up the coverages of, you know, single high safety, split safety, pressure, man zone, combination, using different rushers, using different guys in coverage. So it's pretty extensive, but they kind of keep rolling through it, and you're going to have to block several different looks over the course of the game.